The Northeast Kingdom's Elizabeth Brown Humane Society nestles in an out-of-the-way pasture in the rural hamlet of Victory. A red barn is surrounded by fencing installed by a local prison work crew. Pat Mitchell is the unpaid society president. Along with volunteer labor from family and friends, she takes care of a menagerie rescued from life-threatening situations.
Well, we have 23 rabbits, 8 goats, a llama, 2 alpacas that are up at my house, rooster, 7 chickens, 2 miniature horses, and Charlie the donkey.
At her house not far away, Mitchell also shelters 2 horses seized in Lindenville from Bruce Bona. He's facing criminal charges for seriously neglecting his livestock. Bona willingly forfeited the animals. If he hadn't, they would most likely still be allegedly languishing on his property, pending the outcome of a criminal case that could take months to resolve. The new law will allow a prosecutor to seize the animals through civil action under a lower burden of proof than criminal conviction requires. Mitchell says that could save animals' lives.
At least the animals won't have to sit and wait so long.
Mitchell is also pleased that it will now be possible for shelters like hers to place a lien on the rescued animals, though that's no guarantee of restitution.
It depends on if they have the money to pay it.
When Mitchell learns of animals being mistreated, often from a neighbor of the owner, she notifies state agriculture officials.
Because I can't do anything unless Department of Ag knows we're doing it. Because it could be an accepted animal practice, which usually having dead animals isn't.
To investigate, she takes another Humane Society member to the property. She says those visits can be dicey.
I've learned a few new words and been kicked out of quite a few places. And that just tells me there's a problem, usually.
The first step Mitchell takes is to try to help the owner see the problem and fix it. But when that fails, she calls the sheriff. That begins the process of removing and sheltering the animals if the owner refuses to give them up. But seizure is a hard judgment call, says David Slay. He's a criminal defense lawyer in St. Johnsbury.
You've seen animal owners claim that their care was adequate and consistent with the historical practices of Vermont farm life.
Those practices, he says, may not conform to more modern expectations. But humane societies and shelters say they do not take animals on unless they're in dire circumstances, and they look to the new law to make bad owners more responsible for their actions or inactions. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.